Almost 18 years have passed now since St. John Paul II made his historic visit to St. Louis. And if you can think back to those days, it's amazing to think of all the different preparations that went into his coming among us. The preparations of security involving even our federal security agencies and the Vatican security. The preparation of all the different gatherings and liturgies and celebrations at some of the big venues in our archdiocese. I myself had the privilege of attending the youth rally at what was then called the Kiel Center. And I remember even the preparations of that very day. We were all required to assemble there in the morning, even though the Holy Father wouldn't be coming until later in the afternoon or the early evening. I'm sure we had to get there early primarily for security reasons. But it also meant we were a captive audience the whole day long as we were waiting for the Pope's arrival. And the organizers of that rally used that time to prepare us for his arrival. There was music and teaching throughout the day in order to prepare our minds and our hearts to greet the Holy Father when he came. And it worked. I'll never forget the atmosphere of that arena when St. John Paul entered, driven in on a golf cart. The anticipation had been building slowly for months and much more intensely for the few hours we'd been gathered together before his arrival. And when the crowd caught our first glimpse of his white cassock entering the arena, the whole place erupted in applause and cheering that was deafening, that went on and on as this holy man of God came among us. We knew that the Pope was coming. And we were ready. In the gospel today, our Lord tells us that he too will be coming again at his second coming. And he exhorts us to be ready. Stay awake, he tells us. We have to be ready for his coming. The only difference is that unlike the visit of St. John Paul, we don't know the day or the hour of Christ's coming. For each of us, he will come at one of two times, either at the moment of our death, or if we're still alive, at the end of time. There's perhaps an easy temptation to think the end of time won't come during my life, and the moment of my death is still some years away. But there is something of a risk if we think that way. It's altogether possible that the end of time could come during our lives. The Catechism says it could be accomplished at any moment. And just because 2,000 years have passed, we have to be careful not to be lulled into a sense of complacency. And while it may be true that most people live into their 70s or 80s or 90s, it's also true that many die at a much younger age, sometimes even quite suddenly. Rather than take a risk, would it not be better for us to be prepared at all times, to be awake for the Lord's return? And what is it that the Lord desires to find when he returns? What does he hope to see in us when he comes for us? Most basically, most fundamentally, we make ourselves ready by ridding our lives of sin. Sin is the only thing that can keep me from Christ. And by avoiding those things that would damage or sever my union with God, I make myself ready to greet him when he comes. But the opening collect for this Mass on the first Sunday of Advent teaches us that really something more is expected simply than ridding our lives of sin. The Christian life isn't simply a life of avoiding something. It's a life of living for someone. And so we prayed at the beginning of this Mass, grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. In other words, we're not meant to simply be sitting back saying, I'm doing pretty good, I don't have major sins in my life, so I'll just wait for Christ to come. We're meant to run forth with righteous deeds. We're meant to be doing good, longing for his coming, ready to greet him when he comes. It is by doing good, by living that command of charity to love God and our neighbor, that we really make ourselves ready for his return. As you know, we begin today the season of Advent. We think of this season as the time when we prepare to celebrate Christmas. And that's certainly true, but only partially. Later in the Advent season, we'll find the readings recounting for us those immediate preparations for the birth of Christ, the Archangel Gabriel's visit to Zechariah and Mary and Joseph, the genealogy of Christ, the visitation of our Blessed Mother to Saint Elizabeth, the birth of Saint John the Baptist. But these first weeks of the season of Advent take on a different tone. They invite us not to look back at the first coming of Christ, but to look ahead to his future coming, his second coming, which we say in the third Eucharistic prayer, we look forward to. And so this Advent season is a time to reflect upon our preparedness for his coming. I think as we begin this season, we good for us to examine our consciences, to ask ourselves questions, like what are the patterns of sin present in my life that would keep me from welcoming Christ with full joy? What unrighteous deeds would cause me to hide in shame rather than run forth to meet him were he to come today? And what are the things in my life that, while perhaps they're not evil in themselves, I've become attached to? Things that distract me, that keep my attention from what really matters, from my eternal destiny. What righteous deeds am I doing that would lead me to run forth with great joy to greet the Lord when he comes? What am I not doing that perhaps I should be? Am I growing in my relationship with the Lord through prayer? Am I allowing my heart to expand through works of mercy and charity towards my neighbor? And as we make this examination, the Church invites us in a particular way in this holy season to draw strength from the sacrament of reconciliation, the special graces God offers us there as we repent of our shortcomings and express to him our desire to amend our life. St. Paul reminds us today, our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And while we may not know when Christ will come again, we know that this is true, that our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And so in St. Paul's words, there's a sense of urgency. As we begin these Advent days, he tells us not just to stop sinning. He says, throw off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. So let us, here and now, in a moment of silence, turn our gaze inward. Let's allow the Lord to speak to us interiorly through the voice of our conscience about how he desires us to amend our lives, to make changes in our lives during these Advent days in order to be truly ready to greet him when he comes. And here in this Holy Mass, let's make a concrete resolution to enact that change, drawing from our Lord who gives himself anew to us in the Holy Eucharist, the grace we need to be faithful to our resolve, the grace that will lead us to run forth to meet him with righteous deeds when he comes again. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.